The city of Ishpeming is small. It's a place where you can't throw a rock without hitting a miner. Like Steve Carlson. After high school, he worked 37 years for the mines.
When I started as a young man, all the old bucks set you straight on the do's and the do-nots. What you want to do is go home every day to your family.
The first day there, I thought, what am I getting myself into here?
Ken Heideko operates an enormous shovel at the Tilden and Empire open pit mines outside of town. They're deep craters that have produced more than 450 million tons of iron ore. Heideko runs the machinery of giants. The first time he saw it, he was struck with awe.
And I still am. You know, this is me running this great big piece of equipment and supplying a living for a lot of people in our area and supplying iron ore to the world, actually.
Heideko calls mining a dinosaur industry, one of the last places where a blue-collar kid with little education can make good money for life. As for Ishpeming, it wouldn't exist if this company hadn't started mining the UP in 1848.
What we tell people is that steel in North America really begins here in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Dale Hemela is with Cliffs Natural Resources, a.k.a. Cleveland Cliffs. We're standing at the edge of the company's Empire Pit, which stretches nearly a mile long and a mile wide. Here, the miners extract low-grade ore to be processed into higher-grade pellets.
Well, the pellet is about the size of a marble, and literally, I mean, we create billions of them on an annual basis here.
Pellet prices are high right now. Countries like China and India are using a lot of iron ore to make a lot of steel, and that's good for Cliffs. Dale Hemela says when you add up payroll, taxes, electricity, and supplies, the company has a regional economic impact of more than $830 million. That includes its 600 employees in Ishpeming and a lot of other people who rely on the economic oxygen of the mines.
This right here are the women's boots that we carry.
Like Sandra Sundquist. Where else besides Ishpeming could a gal sell 800 pairs of steel boots a year?
We do have an issue in the UP of wide feet, and we actually call them pasty feet. They need extra wide boots.
She has them in stock at Wilderness Sports downtown. And down the road is a big guy, Lee Woods, who provides giant tires for those giant haulers.
This tire weighs 10,500 pounds. It's 12 and a half feet in diameter. And these are just almost 50,000 apiece.
Which all begs the question, how long is this going to last?
Well, the iron's going to run out sometime. The ore will run out sometime. I don't know when.
Jared Ottenwes is Ishpeming's city manager. He says it's hard to do long-range planning when the local economy is so dependent on one company.
What's Ishpeming going to look like in 25 years? Well, that's entirely predicated on whether or not Cliffs is still going to be here operating those mines. If they're not, what's our economy actually going to look like?
All of Marquette County is trying to grow tourism, education, and healthcare, which are already big employers. But the city manager worries Ishpeming won't diversify fast enough. Meanwhile, Dale Hemela says Cliffs is trying to extend the life of the Empire Pit to 2015. He says the Tilden mine should operate another 30 or 35 years, depending on economic viability. For Changing Gears, I'm Kate Davidson in Ishpeming.